Welcome to Free Pod, a local news source for everyone in the Freeport area. I'm Becky Connors.
And I'm Tim Connors. This weekly podcast is brought to you by a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective, unbiased news that's specific to our community. Find us on Facebook as well as our website, freepod.org, and the website of our NPR partner, WNIJ Northern Public Radio, northernpublicradio.org. So please visit us there and continue to share about us on your own social media. It's December 5th, 2024. Thanks for your support. And now here's local news you've been missing.
As the year comes to a close, the City of Freeport has made available a detailed map of infrastructure improvements made in each ward over the last 5 years. Since 2019, the city has taken strides to pinpoint the areas most in need of updated and improved water mains, road paving, and more. City spending by ward can be found in detail at the city website.
The city is continuing to work in areas that are affected by road closures related to tree removal, water infrastructure, and paving. Streets currently impacted include Adams Avenue, Ridge Drive, and Westwood Avenue, as well as finishing up several other larger street areas that are nearly complete. Road close signs are important to obey, as they give crews the proper space and safety to work. Ignoring them could result in injury, project malfunction, and further delays. During construction, residents in these areas are able to pull in and out of driveways, but may experience delays maneuvering the area. At the end of each day, construction areas are reopened. If you have any questions about updated information, please refer to the City of Freeport's Facebook page or call City Hall at 815-235-8200.
The annual Shop with a Cop event will take place at 9 a.m. on Saturday, December 14th at the Freeport Walmart store. This event helps Stevenson County kids go shopping for needed winter clothing and a toy if they may not get these items under their own Christmas tree. Each kid is referred by a local school district and is paired up with an officer from Freeport Police or the Sheriff's Department. They have a set amount to spend thanks to donations from the community. The event is funded through the local Fraternal Order of Police organization. Thank you, Freeport Police Department.
The City of Freeport is looking for unique ways to create a more sustainable environment for the entire community. From maintaining a healthy Pecatonica River to creating new initiatives to support our ecosystem, we need your suggestions. The city is interested in collaborating with other organizations in the community to improve the environment and is asking for your thoughts on initiatives that you think would be beneficial for the future of the area. The survey is brief and won't take long to complete and can be found through the city website or directly by copying the link bit.ly/environmentcof.
The League of Women Voters of Freeport is participating in a statewide gun violence prevention study. Local leagues throughout the state are updating the League of Women Voters of Illinois statement on handgun safety education and including a more inclusive statement on the types of guns that are addressed. Five areas to be addressed include local government, enforcement, prevention, government research and personal rights, with specific actions to promote public safety and a reduction of gun violence. The local league will continue these discussions and submit their findings to the League of Illinois by the end of January for possible adoption at the 2025 Illinois State Convention.
ComEd will be performing preventative tree trimming around power lines through the end of the year. This round of trimming will occur in areas including Route 26, South Street, Walnut Avenue, Main Street, and downtown. A full map can be seen on the city website, or you can go to the link at bit.ly/trimmingmap.
Poinsettias are the number one potted plant sold during the holiday season. Here are some tips to keep your poinsettia looking good and your pets and kids safe and comfortable. To keep your poinsettia looking festive, place it in a bright location out of direct sunlight without hot or cold drafts. Poinsettias prefer temperatures between 65 and 70 degrees, so avoid placing your plant in a room that tends to be substantially cooler or warmer than that, and do not overwater. Just water the plant when the potting mix is dry to the touch. If the pot is covered in decorative foil, you may need to poke holes in the foil and set the plant in a saucer to allow excess water to drain. While many people believe that poinsettias are poisonous, it's not true. In most cases, exposure to any parts of the poinsettia plant in children or pets has very little, if any, effect. If swallowed, it may cause mild irritation like nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. And like any other physical item, it can pose a choking hazard. Touching it may cause a rash for those who are allergic to its sap, although that is not very common. So you don't have to eliminate poinsettias from your home, but you still should keep them out of reach of children and pets. If you have questions about poinsettias or other holiday plants, call the University of Illinois Extension at 815-235-4125.
The Greater Freeport Partnership will be hosting a ribbon cutting at Highland Community College next Thursday, December 12th at 10 o'clock a.m. for a new CNC manufacturing lab. In machining, numerical control, also called computer numerical control, or CNC, is the automated control of tools by computer. It is used to operate tools such as drills, lathes, mills, grinders, routers, and 3D printers. CNC transforms a piece of metal, plastic, wood, ceramic, stone, or composite into a specific shape by following coded programmed instructions and without a manual operator directly controlling the machining operation. This new lab will enhance the experience of Highland students learning more about jobs in the manufacturing industry. The public is invited to attend the ribbon cutting.
You're invited to enjoy the FHN Festival of Trees events. First, come to the Holiday Storytelling by Santa and Mrs. Claus at the Freeport Public Library tonight, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. and Saturday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Next Wednesday, December 11th, the FHN Holiday Classic Movie, hosted by Alan Wenzel and Ed Finch, is A Holiday Affair, a 1949 comedy starring Janet Leigh, Robert Mitchum, and Wendell Corey. It's an entertaining tale of a young widow torn between a boring attorney and a romantic ne'er-do-well. Showings are at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., and admission is by donation to local food pantries. There are no advance ticket sales. Santa has once again asked FHN to help get letters to him, and you can download Santa letter forms from the FHN website at fhn.org. Letters can be returned to Santa mailboxes at the Freeport Public Library Children's Desk or the lobbies at FHN Family Healthcare Center, Burchard Hills or Highland View Drive, or at FHN Memorial Hospital. Letters can also be mailed to the North Pole, 524 West Stevenson Street, Suite 100, Freeport, Illinois, 61032. Letters must be received by December 16th to allow time for Santa to respond.
The 11th Annual Lighted Christmas Parade in Lena will kick off at 6 o'clock p.m. this Saturday, December 7th in downtown Lena, featuring dozens of holiday-themed floats from local businesses and organizations. Following the parade, Santa will lead a countdown to lighting the community tree. The day's fun begins in the morning with a craft and vendor show from 9 to 3. In the afternoon prior to the parade, inflatable bounce houses will be available for kids from 4 to 6 p.m. in the downtown parking lot, and hay wagon rides begin at 4:30 p.m. and will resume again after the parade. There's also a free photo booth, a cookie walk, a baked potato bar, free popcorn, and an opportunity to help neighbors in need with a gift idea on a giving tree. The day's activities are coordinated through the Lena Business and Professional Association, who also invite all ages to stop and enjoy extended hours throughout the day. We'd like to send lots of positive vibes to the Freeport High School speech team as they enter into their 84th year of competition when they bring a team of 34 students to the DeKalb Corn Classic this Saturday, December 7th. Team captain and last year's state speaker, senior Mia Ortiz, leads a young and energetic team ready to represent Pretzel City. Good luck, Pretzels. There are plenty of things to do in the Freeport area in the coming week. First off, we don't want to miss the final performances of Christmas Memories. This will be the last year for this beloved community holiday theater production, with performances tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Jeanette Lloyd Theater. Tickets are $6 plus a food donation for the Freeport Area Church Cooperative and can be purchased at fsd145.org/tickets or by calling 815-232-0428.
Area families are invited to the annual Cookies with Santa event at the YMCA of Northwest Illinois this Saturday, December 7th, from 10 a.m. to noon at the Y. You will meet and take photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus and receive take-home crafts and holiday cookies ready for decorating at home. The gathering is free and open to the public.
The Senior Resource Center is hosting a Medicare Basics class next Tuesday, December 10th, at the Senior Resource Center Activity Room. The session will cover essential Medicare information and provide an opportunity for attendees to get their Medicare questions answered. Walk-ins are welcome at the center, which is located at 206 East Stevenson Street in Freeport.
Come see Christmas Wizards, a Trans-Siberian Orchestra tribute, hosted by the Greater Freeport Partnership, Mayor Jody Miller, and the City of Freeport, next Friday, December 13th at 7 p.m. at the Masonic Temple. Featuring iconic holiday music, a state-of-the-art light show, and exciting special effects, this show usually sells out theaters, so you may want to get your tickets soon. Ticket prices range from $25 to $50 and can be purchased at the website of the Greater Freeport Partnership. All proceeds from the fundraising concert will be utilized for holiday decorations in Freeport.
There are also literally dozens of holiday events throughout the community, many of which you can find on the website of the Greater Freeport Partnership and others by checking with churches, schools, and businesses with which you are familiar.
If you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of entertainment, dining, and other activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there, too.
We'd like to remind you that through year end, we're having a fundraising drive to help offset some of FreePod's expenses. We've been bringing you newscasts and interviews for almost a whole year, and most of the generous startup funding support we received has been spent to get us up and running. While our staff is all volunteer, we do have other ongoing business expenses, including insurance and marketing, to help more people learn about us, and it's time to reinvigorate our bank account. Please visit us at our website for more details. And thank you in advance for considering a donation for our holiday stocking.
Last week's in-depth interview, which is available on our website, through our Facebook page, and at WNIJ Northern Public Radio's website, was a double feature. First, Tim and I chatted about Christmas memories. Then Tim visited with the folks at Twice as Nice, who just celebrated the 25th anniversary in Freeport. Next Tuesday, we'll hear from FreePod host Alan Wenzel, speaking with Freeport City Manager Rob Boyer about what's ahead for the city in 2025. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, December 10th.
Time's up for this week. Tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, and local impacts of state and national news and more.
FreePod is especially appreciative for the assistance of the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast. We're also grateful to WNIJ and Northern Public Radio in DeKalb, a member station of NPR, National Public Radio, for partnering with us in reaching even more listeners with news of events and activities in Northwest Illinois. And of course, here's a big shout out to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Team FreePod.
If you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support FreePod, visit our website at freepod.org or contact us through our Facebook page. I'm Tim Connors.
And I'm Becky Connors. We hope you'll check back next week for more of the news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.